three top team building strategies for restaurant managers. This is a topic we're tackling today. It's another question I got last week. We talked about the role of a restaurant manager, kind of four blocks and priorities of a restaurant manager. And I got another question about team building. Here's what's going on again. This topic about building a strong team as a restaurant manager. We could go on and talk for a really long time about this topic. However, I wanted to really focus on three key areas so it's tangible for you to tackle. Before I dive into those three roles today, I wanted to share with you, I do have a free resource down in the description, which is our restaurant manager score sheet. If you are a restaurant manager, it could be a new restaurant manager or a seasoned one, it is good to self-assess. We do that all the time. We assess many different aspects of our business, our restaurant operations, our managers, me as an owner, and different roles that I have in the company. It starts with self-assessing. And you know what? I got that free resource for you in the description for you to self-assess. And if you would like to share those scores or any insights from that, would love to hear it in the comments below. Everything falls on leadership. There could be a good restaurant operations with great leadership. It can be a great restaurant and a profitable operations with a team that gets along, where people come to work enjoying the work that they do. So today we're going to talk about those three key areas for building a strong team for your restaurant. So the three key areas I want to talk about today are conducting impactful performance reviews. You know, we're going to talk about these fun topics today, right? Initiating engaging team building activities and also recognizing the hard work of your staff. So let's get into it. First off, obviously conducting effective team performance reviews. The question I have for you is, when was the last time you sat with your team? You as a manager are going to have leads. So with your leads and or also with your team members, and you conducted a performance review, that you provided your team feedback. The team knows if they're doing well or they're not, or what are the key areas they're working on improving. If you do not make the time to give your team feedback, you are confusing your team. You are leaving them for them to assume if they're doing phenomenal when they really aren't, or that they think that they're doing horrible for you when actually they are doing well. So the way that we have really removed the stress of confrontation if a team member is not doing very well is by having meetings way more often. So we want our managers, and we have meetings with our managers every single week. We provide feedback. We look at the numbers of different areas that they're going to be scored, whether it's our COGS, our labor, our customer reviews, our team feedback, all the things, who's been hired or not, the compliance, site visits, all the things. We review those things. If a manager's performance is going down, it's, you know, and if I have to sit with them or let them go, it will never be shock to their core. They have sat through meetings every single week. We would talked about where is our target, what's the standard, if they're on target or they're off target. And they've had this trend of being off target when it comes to, say, controlling our labor or the customer reviews we're getting. Feedback is very important. It must be very frequent. It must be weekly. So when it's weekly, some weeks, hopefully in a trendy few weeks at a time, you're going to provide great feedback to your manager. They're doing some things very well. Same as with your team. Sometimes they're doing very well. They're handling rush. They're showing initiative. And it gives you an opportunity on a weekly basis for you to kudo them. And obviously, some weeks you may have a feedback for them and areas of improvement. It is not going to be, oh my gosh, now I have to sit with them. And no, no. This is what we do in our company. We meet with people on a weekly basis. We develop them, because ultimately your performance review is a vehicle for your development of your team, because they need to know what the standard is, where they are, and where is the gap, and how are you and I as managers and leaders of our company, we're going to support them to for them to close that gap and improve different aspects of their performance. Now, when it comes to sitting with managers or your team members, I do want to make sure I mention it's a lot about listening. In fact, it's probably about 70% listening, asking questions, and listening to receive feedback. This is not just about giving feedback. We do want to make sure we're resetting expectations all the time and listen to figure out why they're not meeting expectations. Do they need support? Do they need training? What is the underlying reason that they're not meeting expectations? Another way of, you know, what we want to do as restaurant managers is bringing the team together. We got to figure out how we're going to do that. How are we going to unite the team? A united team is invincible. We can get through anything. How are we going to foster empathy and respect? Obviously, it comes from you and me as the leaders at the top. As leaders, we need to have that kind of a language. We must have a respectful language when we talk about the team and have empathy when, you know, is needed. You need to always seek to understand and enforce company policy. We're not going to lower our standards in the restaurant operations, and we can still have empathy and respect. How are we going to create a fun environment? That's going to start with you asking your team a question. Hey, I noticed that the morale is down. What's something that we can do together to bring the team together? How can I support you for you to feel included in the team? I don't have the answers for you. You don't have the answers for how are we going to build the team and unite them. What we can do is ask our team to give us feedback. Those feedbacks, some could be, many of them may say, well, I don't know. Some of them are going to be insightful, but if we don't get their heads turning and thinking, they're always thinking that it's our job to bring the team together. The team needs to come together and everybody needs to contribute to the team. And that is something that you and I need to pay attention to. That is going to really make the work environment pleasant for people to come to work instead of being like, oh man, I don't want to work with so-and-so. And it starts with our language, how we talk about our team around other team members. Recognizing and rewarding good performance is incredibly important. And I would tell you that this is an area that my husband and I, we had to really work on personally. We were not very great at. Part of that is not because we look down on people or not recognizing. It's just that you have this blind sight if you are a process-driven person. If you really focused on tasks and processes, you will not see people. That is your blind spot. So it's going to take an effort. It is a muscle for you to recognize good work. Even a team member who is not meeting expectations is, you should be able to find something that they're doing well. And that should not take away from you making an effort to make them feel seen. Even if it's sweeping, thank you for doing a great job sweeping. Now, maybe they're terrible at washing dishes and they broke 5 dishes. And again, that doesn't take away from that. But at that time, you see one thing they're doing well, be quick to recognize out loud. So for everybody to see, people, you know, want to be recognized. Everybody wants to feel seen, valued, and appreciated. And I would tell you, as a restaurant owner and a manager, you yourself may or may not be recognized as much by your superiors. I apologize on behalf of all restaurant owners if you're a restaurant manager and you do not feel that same appreciation. However, it starts with you. If you want to see more of that in the workplace, if I want to see more of that in the workplace, if I want to feel that my team and my managers appreciate me as an owner, I need to start showing appreciation for my team. Either way, that has to be a culture. It's set from the top down. So that's one challenge I have for you. How are you going to shift the culture of your operations and make that a priority, that people feel recognized for the work well done? That is going to be, if you were to do one thing to really build the team and unite the team, that is recognizing your team. Don't forget to download that restaurant manager score sheet. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. How did you score? What are the areas you're working on as a restaurant manager? If there's any way I can support you on this journey as a restaurant manager, let me know. If you have any questions, comment down below. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.